Hi, Chris again. Here's another fun fact from the Odyssey scrapbook. Did you know that Treasure Hunt originally had a different title? Here's what I said at the end of the show when it first aired.
4G3. And while you're at it, don't forget to ask how to get your own cassette copy of today's episode. It's called War Games.
Why did we change the title of this show? Here's executive producer Paul McCusker to talk about it.
We had received a handful of complaints that War Games appeared to be anti-gun. In particular because of a scene where Eugene gets into a bit of a frenzy while shooting his water pistol. That wasn't our intention, of course. We weren't trying to make a statement about guns one way or the other. But we decided to change the title from War Games to Treasure Hunt just to take the emphasis off of both war and guns.
But this certainly hasn't been the only controversial Adventures in Odyssey episode. Here's executive producer Dave Arnold to talk about it.
Well, we've certainly gotten lots of responses to many of our shows, and one that I remember in particular was a show called Two Sides to Every Story.
Yeah. In the episode, Jimmy and Donna wind up throwing water on a television that has caught fire. And we received letters from firemen. So we had Chris do a little change in the ending rap.
Don't ever throw water on an electrical fire like Donna and Jimmy did. In fact, if you ever have a fire in your house, get out of the house first and then call for help.
Part of the problem, too, by the way, is that circumstances change and the culture changes. So at the time that we write an episode, a certain law and a certain policy may be in place. But as it's ever changing and reinterpreted, suddenly our episode could be right in the middle of the right answer, or it could suddenly be the wrong answer because policy and laws have changed.
Or the audience changes. Now, like the day independence came was one of those examples where initially our audience typically is a Christian audience, but the day independence came was on a Chick-fil-A package, and we did get some responses back from listeners who were not believers who were offended by some of the content in that as well.
Well, in that case, it was George Washington had prayed in the name of Jesus.
Right.
And that's where some of the listeners took exception.
Daily frame me more and more into the likeness of thy Son, Jesus Christ. In his name, amen.
In fact, though, Phil Lawler stands by the research that he did on that episode, and he quoted George Washington in that prayer, including praying in Jesus' name.
Another show that came to my mind was the show Good Business, because we did receive several letters, and I think that was a show that you wrote, Paul.
Well, it was. My intention with writing this show was to go after a certain mentality that says you should be able to make a lot of money without actually having to work for it. But I think in the writing, what inadvertently came out was what some people construed as communism, in a sense, that I was teaching that all things should be equal and that you shouldn't have managers, you shouldn't have owners, you shouldn't have people actually making money from their business.
Which is capitalism.
Yeah, which is capitalism, which I was not speaking against. But obviously the show gave enough people the impression that that's what I was trying to say, that we went back and, if I remember, we not only edited lines.
We actually re-recorded some lines, I believe, and fit them back in.
My guess is you learn that the best wage is the one you get for a fair day's work.
Well, my guess is that you learn that starting your own business is a good thing, but hard work. There's no easy way around it. But that's okay, because the best wage is the one you get for a fair day's work.
As a writer, I learned a lot about the difference between my intent as a writer, but how people are actually receiving what it is that I've written. Well, I think the point is that we take listener feedback very seriously. We like their suggestions, remembering, of course, that even the character of Eugene Meltzner was essentially created because someone had written in and suggested the character to us. I think that's been one of the strengths of the show, that we listen to our audience and respond to them when we can.
Your feedback helps tremendously. We always want to hear from you.